Welcome to The Gifts of the Universe, the podcast based on the book by the same title, available on Amazon. Each week, our host and the author of the book, Chris Wilcock, will explore a topic from the exciting world of manifesting. In his book, The Gifts of the Universe, our host, Chris Wilcock, describes how he first discovered and started using the Law of Attraction. Chris describes the lessons and techniques that he found through extensive research to become truly effective in his quest to connect with the universe. Whether you are new to the world of the Law of Attraction or have been using it for a while, either successfully or not, doesn't matter. Each week we will explore what works and what doesn't, and learn together how to be better at manifesting our best lives right now. Please join Chris each week as he digs a little deeper into this fascinating universe and discover how it all works. This podcast comes to you from beautiful British Columbia, Canada. Join us in this beautiful spot every week. And please make sure you subscribe to this podcast and check out Chris's book on Amazon, The Gifts of the Universe.
Hi everyone, Chris here from the Gifts of the Universe. Welcome to episode 17, Beliefs and How to Change Them. In last week's episode, we talked about how important your beliefs are when you're looking to manifest. We talked about how your beliefs, including limiting beliefs, get programmed into our subconscious minds. This week, we're going to explore how to change your limiting beliefs. In the previous episode, I asked you to think about what it was that you wanted to manifest into your world. And I told you that it didn't matter whether or not it was health-related, relationship-minded, money, abundance, improving existing relationship. It didn't matter if it's your career or anything that you truly wanted to manifest into your world. Your choice. What I did say to you is that you need to make sure that what you want to manifest brings out a positive emotion in you and makes you truly desire what it is you're after. If you wrote out what it was you wanted and it excited you, it made you happy, or made you feel that it was going to be so amazing and you couldn't wait for it to happen, then that's a good desire for you to manifest. You need to have the emotion tied to what it is that you want. I then told you once you'd written out what it was you wanted and you had included a lot of detail around what it was that you wanted to manifest, I told you to write out a paragraph with a fair bit of detail about what it was that you wanted to manifest. That detail is so important. So, if you're looking for a new relationship, let's say that special someone, I suggested that you be really thorough about this new relationship and this person. What is it that you want them to have in their personality, their behavior, about themselves that made you want to draw them into your world? You need to be very detailed and very specific about what you're looking for from this individual. If you're after a new job, I want you to bring a lot of detail into that paragraph that you want from that new job. Be as specific and detailed as you can be. I suggested to you that once you wrote out what you wanted, that you put it into a nice paragraph that read well, and then go ahead and read it to see how you felt about it. And make sure that what you read excited you. It made you really want that. It brought out a lot of emotion in you. This is extremely important. The next step I told you was to pay attention to how you felt. And once you've thought about how you felt, what did that little voice inside of your head, which are your thoughts, have to say about what it was that you wanted? I told you that if you heard any voices say anything negative, that you should write that down. Is that would give you some insight as to what your limiting beliefs are about what it is that you want to manifest. And it gave you some examples, but let me give you another example. Let's say you decided that you wanted to get a new job, and let's say that job is in sales. Let's say you wanted to make $150,000 a year, and your detail was you wanted to have extensive travel. You wanted an expense account. You wanted a company car, and you wanted to work with a team of at least three people that worked under you. I told you to write it out, and once you wrote it out and added so much detail, add more detail than I just did here, listen to that voice inside of your head. Did it say things like, who would pay you $150,000 a year? Or they will never hire you? Or no such job exists in the world? Or any other negative thing that that voice inside your head came up with? Pay attention to it. Write it down. It isn't true, but I need you to pay attention to it, because that voice is your limiting beliefs. And if you jot it down, you will now be aware of what it is, your limiting beliefs around what it is that you wanted to manifest. So now if you've written it down, with that done, you should have a list of your limiting beliefs. So I said to you a week ago, go ahead and do this. So you should have a list of what your limiting beliefs are about what it was that you wanted to manifest. Okay. Once you've got a list of what these limiting beliefs are, what did they say? Look at them. Is there a theme? Do they believe that you don't have the skills? Is that what came up? Do your thoughts suggest that you aren't good enough? Do your thoughts tell you that these things just aren't possible? Whatever it is, try and find a common thread within your thoughts, those limiting thoughts, that points to what your negative limiting belief is all about. It might be easy. It might take some investigating on your part. Take a good look at it. Try to figure out what it is that is limiting you. Okay. So now, it's not extremely important to know where you got these limiting beliefs from, but it can be somewhat helpful if you're aware of where they came from. By that, I mean, if you had a parent who told you things like, there are no good jobs in the world, or they told you things that nobody in our family ever gets good jobs, or maybe they told you things like, you need so much education to get a great job today, you just don't have it. You won't get a job like that. If you wrote down things like that, they're your limiting beliefs and they're negative beliefs, then you'll have a really good pinpointed understanding of what your limiting beliefs are. Okay? So no matter what your limiting beliefs said, write them down. It could be, you know, many different things. Just write them down. Take a look at it. Is there a common theme running through them? Is there something in there that points to, you know, something very specific that you can analyze and realize where it came from? Okay. And like I said, if you don't and you can't do that, that's okay too. Okay. But if you can determine where these limiting beliefs came from, then this will help you to understand that this is not necessarily your beliefs. Now, the next thing I suggest you do is read the limiting beliefs and see if they're still true for you. Okay. As you read those limiting beliefs, do they sound true to you today, or are they someone else's voice, right? Are they someone else's beliefs? Are they your beliefs? Just give it some thought. If they're your beliefs and they're things that you truly, you know, came up with and you think are true, question them. Where did they come from? Are they still true today? Give it some thought. And like I said, it's not paramount to totally understand everything about these limiting beliefs or where they came from. What is important is to understand that you have limiting beliefs, understand what those limiting beliefs are so that you can work to change them. No matter what they are, don't be embarrassed. Don't be angry at somebody who put the limiting beliefs there. Nobody was probably trying to do you any harm. If the limiting beliefs come from you, that's the past. That's the way you saw things, you know, back in the day. Things are different today. Look at it with a whole different perspective. Once you have identified what your limiting beliefs are, like I said, it doesn't really matter, but it gives you a place to look at what they are and what you need to change. Okay. But like I said, it doesn't really matter. If you're able to determine where they come from, there are methods, once you understand what your limiting beliefs are, to change them. So it doesn't really matter, like I've said a bunch of times here, but it is helpful. It doesn't matter as long as you understand what those limiting beliefs are. So it's very, very important not to understand or not to worry about where they came from, but it is very important to understand what your limiting beliefs are. If you don't understand what your limiting beliefs are, it's much harder to change them, okay? So with your limiting beliefs in mind, you've got them written down, we're going to start working on them. So in this program, I am going to make some suggestions how you can go about changing them. But I'm really going to leave it up to you to determine exactly how you're going to do that. Okay, I'm going to give you some tools, some tips, some insight here, but I'm not going to walk you through every step on how to do it. Take these tools, learn to use these tools, experiment with them. We don't have enough time in this program to go through how to use all of the limiting belief tools, and you'll understand that once we start doing them. In my book, I do have exercises. I give a little bit more detail. But like I said, in this podcast, I'm only going to give you the tools and the basics, and I'm going to let you dig up some information on your own. It's far too difficult to go into too much detail here in a podcast. Besides, there are so many great books, including my own, to show you the steps to use once you know the tools you need. Don't worry, I'm going to identify what the tools are. I'm going to be very specific about what the tools are that you can use to change your limiting beliefs. I'm going to tell you how they work, but then I'm going to suggest that you look at one of those great books out there, get a copy of my book, or take a look on the internet. There's a lot of great resources to show you how to use these tools. Okay? Now, most of these limiting beliefs were placed in your subconscious mind while you were in the theta state or alpha state, like we talked about last week. So when we were growing up, as very small children, we were in, you know, the theta state for a while, we were in the alpha state. This is when we have direct access to our subconscious minds. So it makes a lot of sense that since they got put there while we're in those states, in order to replace them, we need to go back into either a theta or an alpha state to replace them. Don't worry about which state should you go to. Either state will give you access to your subconscious mind. Obviously, theta is deeper into your subconscious mind, but it's also a little bit more difficult to really get into, though you certainly do get into it, you know, every single day, certainly as you're falling asleep. So we're going to talk about that. But just be aware that you want to get into one of those two states. And I would suggest at first, you're probably going to get into alpha state. And as you get better at doing some of these exercises and some of these techniques, you're going to be able to move into theta state a lot easier. And therefore, you're going to have more direct access to your subconscious mind. Okay? All right. So just before you fall asleep at night, this is what we're going to work on here. The first thing I'm going to give you is before you fall asleep at night, or when you first wake up in the morning, you are in theta state, and then you slowly move into alpha state as you wake up. If while you're waking up or falling asleep, you use your intention statements or your affirmations, they will be far more effective doing them during this time than they would be if you did them during the day when you're in fully wide awake beta state, okay? When you're in that low, slower frequency, like I said, you're going to have more direct access to your subconscious mind, and it's going to be easier for your subconscious mind to accept what you tell it, what you say, and what you show. So if you have an intention statement at this time, and you start using that intention statement, and you tell yourself, you know, various things, and we'll get into intention statements and affirmations in other episodes, but I think it's pretty straightforward what an affirmation and what an intention statement is. So come up with some, but mostly what we're trying to do here is replace your limiting beliefs. So if you know what your limiting belief is, let's say it's your family told you that, you know, nobody in the history of our family has ever made over, you know, $50,000 a year, and that's impossible without education. So if you start seeing yourself in your mind's eye making $150,000 a year, you start seeing the check in your hand, you start seeing yourself go to that job, and you start visualizing it, and you use some affirmations about you know, very powerful affirmations about how you're worthy to earn this kind of money and how it's easy for you to earn this kind of money. And you put in some detail and you use intention statements. You know, I am now making $150,000 a year working in the best sales job ever and so forth and so on. Give it some detail, right? So if you start using those as you're falling asleep and you start visualizing this as you're falling asleep and you start saying these things in your head to yourself as you're waking up or falling asleep, they're extremely powerful. Okay, so that's where I would certainly start. Okay, that's the first step that I'm going to tell you. But let's take this a little further. Okay, that's one way of doing it. But our brains are extremely visual. Okay, so rather than just words, our brains really like visual things, pictures. Okay, so this is a great time to see images in your head. So when you close your eyes and you say your affirmations or intention statements, start seeing it. Visually see what it is you want to manifest. Feel it, taste it, see it, smell it. Any of your senses that you can bring in will make it that much stronger. Okay? So one of the most effective ways I've found is when you go to bed at night and you close your eyes and you intend to fall asleep, instead of worrying about the day or focusing on the next day or mulling over issues or problems, decide to shut all that out and instead visually create pictures within your head in great detail about what it is you want to manifest. See yourself in that new situation. Feel that situation. See yourself touching something related to what it is you want to manifest. If you're looking to manifest a new car, see that new car, smell the leather in that car, touch that car, really bring a lot of detail to it. This doesn't have to go on for, you know, 15, 20 minutes. A couple of minutes at night of doing this, a couple of minutes in the day with the other exercises I'm going to suggest is really going to take it into account, okay? Really going to up it for you. So let's say it's a new job that you're after, right? See that paycheck in your bank account. See yourself sitting at the desk. Imagine yourself engaged in conversations with those coworkers. See yourself, and like I said, feel it, smell it, and even taste it if that's applicable. Fall asleep with this vision in your mind. Stop seeing negative things as you fall asleep. This is so important. Most people use this time as they're drifting off to sleep to visualize shitty things, bad things. They relive things from the day. They relive negative emotions. They look at bad things that have been happening in their lives. They look at things they don't want. They don't realize that this is a portal in your subconscious mind. And this is a time to replace negative thoughts and beliefs and with positive images, positive thoughts, positive messages. If you focus on negative things as you fall asleep or as you're waking up, you will set yourself up to draw more negative things to you. If you don't believe me, you know, you've probably been putting it into action for a while. Look at your life. So give it a try. Give it a try turning and looking at the positive things, seeing the things that you want, and you will draw more of those things to you. Okay? So as we drift off to sleep, if we're worrying about paying a bill or a deadline or an upcoming meeting, or we use any negative imagery, then we are in a sense programming that into our subconscious mind. This is not some bullshit. This is the reality that is based on psychological science. Okay, psychology is aware of this. This is a fact. This is the way our minds work. Be very careful about what you feed your mind during this time. Use it carefully to put only positive thoughts and affirmations and images in your mind. If in the day when you're in beta state, you want to rehash or think about negative experiences, that's one thing. But you certainly don't want to do that when you're in one of these lower brainwave states. This is that time your subconscious mind is really open to absorbing that material. So really pay attention to what it is that you think about as you fall asleep. If you have time in the morning as you wake up, before you get out of bed, do the exercise again. See what it is that you want to believe, what your new belief is. See it, create the belief, and once again, add a lot of detail. Say it to yourself, see it the way you want it, put that belief in your mind as you wake up and start the day with that fresh, good, positive image. Okay? Once again, as I have said, this is not daydreaming. This is not seeing the world with rose-colored glasses. This is not Pollyanna. This is exactly what you will get and bring in your world if you follow this mythology. Okay? See it with as much detail as you can. And that's what you're drawing in your world. I'm going to suggest that if you take 10 minutes, 20 minutes, or even better, 30 minutes out of your busy day to close your eyes somewhere in the middle of the day and do this exercise again, envision what it is that you want, okay? I've not had an opportunity yet to talk to you guys about entrainment music, but if you can use entrainment music during the day when you're doing this, you know, 10, 20, 30 minutes, this exercise will be 100 times better, okay? If you're able to use entrainment music. I will talk about entrainment music in much more detail in an upcoming episode. At this point, if you want to try using it, you can certainly find it easily online or at any good spiritual store, okay? Very briefly, entrainment music is music that has been recorded at a frequency that vibrates in alignment with various frequencies. In this case, I'm referring to entrainment music that has been recorded at an alpha or theta state. Okay, it will say that on the music, on the cover. It will tell you the frequency, and generally speaking, it will say that it is in theta state or alpha state, and that music then is in that frequency that's in alignment with that brainwave state, and it will give you, as you relax and visualize, it will take you to that state, that brainwave state, much quicker, much easier, and this is very effective. Okay, and like I said, they're readily available, they're easy accessible, they're out there everywhere. If you're going to use them, listen to them with your eyes closed as you visualize, you know, see exactly what it is that you want to manifest. Like I said, if you want to learn a little bit more about entrainment music, you can Google entrainment music, or you can download it from Spotify or Apple Music. So many other websites, a lot of great entrainment music out there. Entrainment music, right? So if you're not sure what it is, or you want more information, or you can't find it, just fire me off an email and I'll try and guide you and give you some sites or something along that, okay? So make sure that the music that you want is in the frequency of either one of those frequencies on the theta or the alpha, okay? It's available in beta and it's available in gamma, you know, and various states, but take a look at it. Of course, you know, it goes without saying, you shouldn't do this while driving, okay? So that kind of music is not going to work well while you're driving, so it's definitely a no-no. Take 30 minutes out of your day, like I said. If you only have 10 or 20 minutes, so be it. But if you can take 30 minutes, you know, of an evening, sit quietly somewhere, close your eyes, listen to some entrainment music with earbuds on. It's important that you need, because you have different frequencies going into each ear. So a couple of earbuds, headphones, that type of thing. And take the 30 minutes out of your day. Visualize what it is you're trying to manifest while listening to that music. See it, feel it, touch it in your mind's eye, and it is some amazing stuff. Okay, so the idea here of seeing what you want in your mind's eye will work to help replace the negative limiting belief. It's also extremely helpful to see yourself in situations that are the opposite of what your limiting beliefs are telling you. If your limiting beliefs are telling you that you're not attractive, for example, or something like nobody would want to be with you, okay? In your mind's eye, as you're listening to entrainment music, see a lot of people that are very interested in you. See yourself as the center of attention. See yourself with a lot of people wanting to go out with you. Visualize it, because it can be true. Honestly, it doesn't matter. It really comes down to what you believe, okay? Your beliefs are so freaking powerful. Okay, it is so important about what your beliefs are. So if you believe it, it's true. Don't let anybody tell you anything. You create your own beliefs. All right, the next thing I'm going to tell you about is also a topic that I will talk about in upcoming episodes, and is something that you can research on your own, just like entrainment music. I don't have enough time here to go over it. This tool is amazing and was originally developed for the use in cases of PTSD, okay? The post-traumatic stress disorder. And it's used widely today, okay? This tool is known as EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique, or much simpler, called tapping. Tapping, T-A-P-P-I-N-G, okay, tapping. It's an alternative treatment used for emotional conditions in distress. When you use tapping, you use your fingertips to tap on meridian points. They're usually on your face, they're on your upper hands, or some on your upper torso, okay? It's very similar to acupressure. Once again, I'm going to suggest that you turn to the internet for the location of those meridian points, okay? They're not very hard. There's lots of maps out there that show you where the meridian points are. There's a lot of, visual images out there. There's some YouTube videos that will help you out. But it's an extremely effective tool. So tapping, take a look. But in an upcoming episode, we will explore this more in depth. But for now, if you want to use this very effective tool, I would suggest that you search out some information on the internet, okay? It's been found to be extremely beneficial for replacing negative thoughts and negative programming. I will try in an upcoming episode to explain a little bit more, but for the time being, if you're interested, just do a little bit of research on EFT tapping or emotional freedom technique, okay? All right. It's really great for pulling out the negative thoughts, the negative beliefs, and replacing them, okay? It might be a little difficult to explain too much of the process by just talking about it. So if you feel this is something you want to understand a little bit more rather than this podcast, go ahead. Like I said, feel free to send me an email at my website and let me know. You can ask me questions. My website can be found at, and I'm going to give it to you clearly here, it's www.chriswilcock.ca. So that's www.chriswillcock.ca. Okay. From there, you can contact me. There's a contact button there. Press on that, put in information, send me an email. You can also do it through, through my Instagram account. You can also do it through the podcast sites. Okay. So tapping is an extremely effective way of replacing your negative beliefs. Now, this next way is very, very effective at replacing your negative beliefs, okay? And this is by far the best way that you can get yourself into a theta or alpha state. And that method is using meditation. Now, I'm imagining you right there getting ready to turn off the podcast. I can see you saying, I've tried meditating. I can't do it. It doesn't work. I know for some people it can be very difficult, but it is an extremely effective way of getting you into the right mindset and the mental state to work on replacing your negative thoughts, beliefs, and programming, okay? Once again, it's extremely difficult to attempt to teach meditation through a podcast. My book does contain very effective information about how to meditate and get you into where you need to be to replace your beliefs and allow you to easily visualize and imagine, create those images to see yourself exactly the way you want to be, and to use it to purge those limiting beliefs. But once again, I'm going to simply suggest that you use one of the amazing resources that are out there available to you on the internet to at least understand the basics of meditation. It really isn't that difficult. And once you start using it, you'll get into those slower brainwave states. You can simply visualize in your mind's eye what it is that you want to change. And by that, I mean you're gonna replace your negative thoughts with positive beliefs, okay? And see it in your mind's eye what you want to manifest. You will find doing it with meditation is extremely effective, okay? Please do not dismiss this as something new age or call it some hippie bullshit, okay? Meditation is used by thousands, if not millions of people worldwide, very effectively to replace negative beliefs and take you to that higher place that you need to really replace those limiting beliefs, okay? So don't dismiss this, okay? Now, bear in mind that this podcast is not a very easy way to teach you how to best use these techniques. I've said that. But I can use this podcast to tell you that these techniques are extremely effective and are a very beneficial way to replace negative limiting beliefs. So, like I said, you could either purchase my book, which will give you more information about how to perform these techniques, or you can go to the internet to learn more about meditation, EFT, intention statements and affirmations, though we are going to cover those in upcoming episodes. We will go through the use of those tools again. These tools again, we'll talk a little bit more about them, intention statements, EFT, we'll bring them up again. But if you feel that you need more information about these podcasts, I cannot really teach you and show you these techniques on the podcast. So I would suggest that you go to the internet and dig up some information. Okay. These are the tools you can use. They're incredible. Take a look at them. Like I said, learn a little bit more about them. So I think that gives you the basic set of tools that you need to start exploring how to replace your limiting beliefs and start focusing on the positive thoughts and beliefs that you need to bring the life to you that is what you want to manifest into your world. Okay? I do want to hear from you guys. Like I said a minute ago, I would love to hear your stories about manifesting. I would love to hear, you know, if this is working for you, if it's changing your lives, if it's a positive message. If you want to reach out to me with questions or let me know how it's going or anything, you want to talk about these things, you know, or you want to talk about something in an upcoming episode, don't be shy, okay? Please reach out to me. Like I said, you can send me an email to my website. You can follow me on Instagram. You can send me a message through Instagram. And by the way, my Instagram account is Chris Wilcock Author. So that's ChrisWilcockAuthor. Okay, Chris Wilcock Author. You'll find me there. Send me a message. Or you can leave me a comment or message through anchor.fm or wherever you listen to podcasts on Apple or through Spotify or whoever, right? Leave it through one of those great providers. Get a message to me somehow. You can fire off an email to me directly. Like I said, you can send an email to chris@chriswilcock.ca and I'll get it for sure. That'll come directly to me. So do that, guys. Let me know what your thoughts are. Let me know what you want to talk about in upcoming episodes. Let me know what parts of this and other episodes you need me to explore a little bit more. All right. Thanks, guys. I would really love to hear from you. Let me know what you think about this show. Subscribe to the podcast. Until next week, this has been Chris Wilcock and the Gifts of the Universe.